Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. Hi, welcome to episode 5 of Country Proud Living, 3 quick tips to help motivate anyone. What I'm sharing with you today may seem very simple, but I have found from coaches I've had in the past, for myself, that sometimes the simplest tips are what made the biggest difference for me in my life. And I hope you will find that these 3 tips, however, whichever one you choose, or maybe you do a portion of all 3, I hope that they make a difference in your life. And please let me know if they do, because I just want to help people. You know, this podcast is what I'm trying to do is just help people. And I hope that you find some benefit in it, and however simple these tips are, and let me know. I would love to hear how you're doing any of these tips for your own home and for yourself. So there are 3 things that I often tell people, and I've often used these same techniques myself, actually, in different places I've lived, to kind of get myself motivated to update a home. And one of the first things that I recommend, if you don't know where to start, you're stuck, you're just kind of feeling overwhelmed maybe with the amount of work that you have in front of you. Maybe you just bought a new home that needs lots of renovating, or you just haven't done anything in a really long time, so you just don't even know where to begin. But one of the first things I would recommend is when you walk around your home, you know, what is the area of the home that's bothering you the most? That the space that you don't want to spend any time in, or you're never in your home. What could you do to that space to make it more livable and more enjoyable? We did this recently at our own home. We had a basement, which was a family room called the Gopher Room, because we're Minnesota Gopher fans. And, you know, we just weren't using it. We're early empty nesters. And, you know, it kind of got piled up with old furniture from the kids' rooms. I had just, you know, moved my office from another home into the home. So there's all kinds of things of mine, obviously, in there. You name it. It was just becoming kind of an area where nothing was happening. It was getting to be a storage room, basically. And we had a really long winter last year, and we were dreaming about a sauna and a space other than our main space upstairs where we could spend some time, because we were kind of forced to be inside a lot with the really cold, frigid winter last year. And we're like, nope, next year we need something different. Well, of course, this year has been a complete opposite. It's February's like April. And last year, April was like February. So that's kind of funny. But I'm sure being living in Minnesota here, we're going to get our winters back, and we'll definitely enjoy it for years to come. And it's been really, actually really nice this year already. We've really enjoyed it. So I really recommend that tip. It seems so obvious, but when you really think about it and you make that kind of your goal as you walk around your home, I'm pretty sure you'll quickly identify the place to start. So that That is a helpful tip, and it's helped other people. I've mentioned it to many, and they've come back to me and said, yeah, it's funny. That little tip really helped me fix this one area of my home and got me ready to know where to start. My second tip is to start with one room in your home so you can just concentrate on that one room. Try to forget all the rest for a while and really just concentrate on the one room and get that room done. You have to get it done. You can't just do it part way. You do need to make sure you finish it. But if you don't have a big budget, you don't have a huge budget for furniture or what have you, you can choose a smaller space. In a former home, I chose like a powder room. Or a hallway or a stairway where I could paint, put artwork up, change some lighting, and it really helped because whenever you're in that space, it lifts you up and makes you feel good and it truly motivates you. There's a domino effect, it motivates you to do other spaces as well after you complete this one. So if you are stuck, it is a huge help to be able to kind of get you moving forward and kind of making progress and feeling good about the spaces in your home, because that's very, very important to enjoy living in your home. You're in it all the time, right? So it's worth it. So that's a tip I recommend. My third tip is what I call top to bottom. So, for example, you're not going to fix the second floor ceilings if you have a leaky roof, correct? So, what I would recommend here is if you do have that issue, and it is a large expense, but get some quotes for that work so you at least know what you're dealing with and what the budget should be. Of course, if your roof's in good condition, just what you would do is just kind of go from the top to the bottom of the areas that you need to improve, and then just work your way through your home as it applies to you. And it is super helpful because, like I said, it just gives you a place to start. And that's usually what we all need is just start. Once I did some of those bigger projects, it's amazing how it's kind of that domino effect where all of a sudden I was doing way more than I probably anticipated, but the home was really looking great. And it was, I did sell it fairly quickly. I think it was in 4 days. But it was a hot market and in a city that doesn't have a lot of housing. So there's that too. But it really is very, very helpful to kind of think of your home in that way. If you're not sure where to start. All three of these tips could easily also be applied to yourself. If there's something that's really, bothering you about yourself that you want to fix, whether it's a new hairstyle or you want to lose some weight, drink some more water, different things like that, focus on that area. And if there's just one small area that you want to fix, maybe just to feel better, is, get your nails done or go get a haircut or whatever it is. And then top to bottom, maybe you need a spa day. Go to the spa and get your hair done and mani and a pedi and, just a massage, to make yourself feel better. You deserve it. And I just hope that these tips help you get started and move forward. No matter how small a step, I want you to make a step. And I wish that for you. Thanks for being here today for this warm and cozy conversation. Have a great day. Bye. Please follow the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.